Okay, good morning. Today's class is in the merit of Yaakov Nekat HaLav. This is the whole month he's sponsored. This class is also in the Lunishmat Yerachmel Diana Magdalian, success in Yashamayim Lisheva Ravagadi Lisheva Emin Lisheva Shepherd Lisheva Rina Makam Tovasha, and success of the Israeli soldiers, success of the hostages coming home, success of everybody seeing revealed peace. God willing, the LA event is going to be postponed. The June event, we will give you guys the details on that. Please share and rate the podcast. God willing, Monday night is the seventh day of Passover, which is the splitting of the sea. It's a very, 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 very important moment to focus on both money and relationships. So that's a day we'll post a class on that, God willing. But today's class, we're going to talk a little bit about the concept of the Omer. We're going to talk about the process of the whole process started, obviously, and you're going to see how much of this is connected in our own lives. Started with Adam taking, just before we even get to the Omer concept, one of the sources in the Gemara says that Adam took wheat. The forbidden fruit was wheat itself. And we know the concept of wheat itself is taking something before its time. And we know one of the sins that Adam and Eve did is they took it before its time. If they would have taken it at the right time, the rectification would have been fixed, etc. And this is exactly, a lot of this is what we're going through today. It's trying to take something before the right time, trying to press the hour. Rabbi Nachman says even the biggest of the tzaddikim, the fact that they took something before its time, Rabbi Nachman refers it to an unripe fruit. If you take an unripe fruit, it could kill you. I mean, an unripe fruit can make you sick instead of having it at the right time, etc. So this is where we have to really, really in society, you know, you have to really stay in your lane and you have to be patient. And why is patience so important? Because patience is the same word as keter. Keter, and patience, that means at the same time I have to run to the light, but at the same time I have to be patient, which is completely a complete paradox. So what do you mean running and then be patient? Yes, because we have to be careful to always be aggressively running, but at the same time recognizing that we're not in control of the outcome of when it's going to happen. We can't just say, I'm not going to run. So the same thing that the 49 days of the Omer, we know that the Arizal says, first we got the light, and then it got taken away from us. The arousal came from above, and then it got taken away from us. So these 49 days, Rabbi Nachman saying that, because again, what are we're going from eating barley and offering. What is a barley offering? A barley offering is an animal offering. Animals eat barley. Also vegans eat barley too. Thank God I'm not a vegan anymore. I'm officially out of the closet. No vegan, no vegetarian. I started eating meat again. I don't know what I was doing 6 years, but it is what it is. But I'm officially out of the closet, thank God. So, these 49 days are basically every single day you get a specific spark to get back to that same light. For example, yesterday we spoke about Gevura in Chesed. That was this whole week is Chesed, which is Chesed refers to as unbounded kindness, welcoming, cordiality, appreciation, selflessness, benevolence. Those are forms of Chesed depending on which day it is. We know why? Because there's seven sfirot, also the seven sfirot represent basically our emotions. Kindness, restraint, victory, humility, connection, bonding, truth, etc. So for example, yesterday, the manifestation of Gevura Shebechesed, discipline in kindness was, I got a particular thing that got canceled, right? But at the end of the day, that cancellation is good for me. But it didn't come as a gift. It came as a cancellation, which is Gevura. But at the end of the day, it was good. It's a good cancellation. Sometimes, things are not meant to happen at the right time. So that's actually a form of that energy in that day. So basically what we need to do is we need to take these 49 days, and Rav Nachman says that these 49 days represent the Sefer Sefirat HaOmer, the 49 days corresponds to the 49 gates of returning. These 49 gates corresponds to the 49 letters that make up the names of the 12 tribes. Thus, each tribe has an individual gate. So Rav Nachman says that these things, and obviously our job is to get to the 50th gate. During these 49 days, it's a tremendous opportunity to build character. It's an opportunity to work on yourself, to build character, and to get the same spark every single day to get there. He's saying here, why? Because just like 2 days are not close to together, every single day you can get a different consciousness of what needs to be fixed in that day. So, this week, for example, it's you have to work on a lot of finding kindness in yourself, finding kindness in others, but at the same time having discipline, depending on the energy of that situation. And he's saying, and all of this is really to be patient and working on yourself. And you see today, people go to therapy, but you have to work on yourself. And when we rush the process instead of trust the process is when everything goes to, you know what? We have to trust the process. To trust the process, why? Because every single day you're anticipating to get to the 49th day, which is the 50th day, Shavuot. And Shavuot itself represents the same original night, light, that you had on the first day. But these 49 days are days that we were acted like animals. Because remember, when we were in Egypt, we were acted like animals. There was a question whether or not we deserve to be even saved. Because just like the Egyptians served idolatry, so did we. Why did we get this free light? Why did we get this light? It's the same thing. So we have to now prove that we do deserve this light. So again, not everybody's going to have the same Shavuot. Because whoever's working on themselves these days will get to the same light of this wheat consciousness. And why is wheat? Because wheat, they say, how do you know if a person has a dream that he has wheat, that he's dreaming of wheat, that means he's going to be intelligent. Wheat represents expanded consciousness. Wheat represents already a higher level of consciousness, where barley represents animal food. So we're trying to, everybody's, eat your Wheaties. We're trying to go from the barley food, the animal food, to the eating. Basically, imagine you're the janitor of the company, or you're the secretary of the company. All of a sudden, you're the CEO for one day. And all of a sudden, one day, without doing anything, you're the CEO, and then they take the position away from you, and they say, okay, now go do it. Now go work for it. So technically, if you think about it, that should give you some kind of hunger. That should give you some kind of desire. That should, at least you tasted it. If I didn't taste it, I would never know what it looks like. So what happens is, at the same time, things come to us, we get them, but at the same time, they get taken away from us. This is a very similar situation. You meet a girl, the first 3 days, it looks like bliss. And then it's taken away from you. Now you have to work on developing the light. So the problem today is, I don't know, we lost the light, we lost the spark. Yeah, of course you lost the spark, because it's, what did you do to get it? See the problem with the dating scene today? I don't feel butterflies anymore. I don't feel this anymore. You have to earn it. Everything else is given to you so you can earn. Where before it's just, here, I don't feel it anymore. So a lot of people today, they're very, very much into comfort and feelings, and I lost the original light. It's exact in Passover is a perfect holiday to tell us everything in our lives. It starts with that the inspiration from above, and then we need to create now the arousal from below. And again, the whole purpose of all of this is just like a river, right? Just chesed represents water flowing, but if you don't have some kind of a bank, controlling the river overflows, it destroys houses. It could be completely bad for us. So we need the gevura. We always need the gevura. We always need the balance. We always need the boundaries in order for that water to flow where it could actually be good. Where the opposite is, etc. So Rav Nosson teaches us that each of these daily obstacles that we encounter is direct proportionate to the spiritual level and wisdom we seek to achieve. So if I'm seeking to achieve, let's say, Shalom Bayit, I'm seeking to achieve trust in God, I can actually use these days, etc. I can use these days in order really, really to rectify my character. And if you think about this, there's a famous motivation equation, which is very, very connected to this. And if you look at Pierce Steele created this motivation equation. This motivation equation basically tells us that confidence times expectancy is what's going to fuel you to your goals. And what's going to take away your goals? Impulsivity and delay. So think about this concept. If you think about what were the two aspects, what were the two reasons that the Jews that 80% of the Jews got stuck in Egypt. Two reasons why our sages tell us: they didn't believe they can get out of Egypt, and they didn't have the desire to get out of Egypt. So so if you think of it, confidence, emuna, and ratzon, which both represent keter in the Kabbalistically, and it also represents malchut, keter malchut. What makes us not hit our goals? Impulsivity versus and delay. So if you want to hit your goals, you have to focus on building your confidence, building your machot, building your discipline. And you have to have an expectancy. You have to also have a desire that this is not something that's going to have, you know, it's going to happen, you know, whenever. I have to create a deadline. That means that people hit deadlines. So deadline is an expectancy. You know, there's the old studies show people hit deadlines. Where the opposite, what's causing us not to, is impulsivity. We're very impulsive today. Today we're extremely impulsive. You know, I particularly get a trainer. Why? Because if I have a trainer, I'm not on my phone. I'm not on this. That's it. I'm not impulsive. You know, I'm not impulsive to take extra rest. I'm not impulsive. I'm not impulsive. When you're reading, again, you know how impulsive we are with the phones. The phone made us 15% stupider, that's for sure. And delay. Delay is procrastination and fear. So think about these two things. Think about the two aspects in our lives, why we're not hitting our goals. And this is from Pierce Steele, which is he won a prize on this, on motivation equation. What motivates us is our ability to be confident and expect that we are going to get answered. At the same time, if you think about it, this is exactly spiritually, you could say the same confidence. Whether or not I have energy to go talk to God, it's my confidence in my belief and my good points that I have and the goodness that He has in me, and my expectancy that I believe that He's going to answer my prayers. And when I don't do it, it's because I start delaying, saying, you know, I already prayed already, or how do I know this works, or I'm tired, or we have impulsivity, I don't have time to do it. I'm just telling you, anything in your life, you have to really get that. You have to really build enough desire and confidence and have an expectancy, which is not the same thing as having crazy expectations, but having an expectancy and saying, I have to do this. This is non-negotiable. And what happens is in life, when we don't do this on our own, then life throws us fire to move us, unfortunately. Life throws us fire. Life moves us one way or the other. So the key is we need to be the ones making the arousal. Just like God created the arousal. Otherwise, why would God give the first night to... Why does God need to give you the first light for free? It's because He wants you there. You understand? God wants us there. He wants greatness out of us. He wants us there. He wants us to succeed in this area. He wants us to succeed. That means Reb Nachman tells us very simple, lesson 89. That God, your lack is God's lack. God wants to give the Torah to the Jewish people on the 50th day of Shavuot. He wants you to be enlightened. He wants you to have a wheat mentality. His lack is your lack. So it's like we're both on the same team. So what's destroying us is the evil inclination. It's the evil inclination. It's the ego, the self-centeredness, the same thing, the paros, the stubborn egos, our emotions to things, and that's something that we have to go through every single day. But the good thing I like about the Omer period is you have a specific, you know, you have a specific recipe. Today I got to work on this. Today we have to work on chesed shebe tiferet. So what does that practically mean? It's a welcoming energy. It's a welcoming energy, welcoming people. That's chesed. One thing is letting people, but welcoming them, doing a little bit with beauty. You know, one thing is you have a guest, and another thing is to welcome a guest. So you could see Tiferet means beauty. This is from a great book called The Eye to the Infinite. But he brings an example that today represents welcoming people versus, how long are you staying in my house? Versus welcoming. So you're doing kindness, but you're doing it with a little more grace. Tiferet, which is beauty, which is, it represents having a little more grace when you do something. Having a little bit more beauty. You know, you can eat in the presentation, it's tiferet. You know, when you eat something, it could be good food, but it's the presentation. That's Teferet. That's the beauty in the presentation. You know, Michelin stars, what they do, what these guys do for a Michelin star, the presentation, etc. So again, we have to think about how welcoming I was last year, how welcoming I am this year. What can we do to welcome people in our lives? You know, welcoming that energy. So think about that concept, because you can have, the problem is when you can have a lot of chesed, kindness, but only to yourself, not to others. So this teaches us here, all to others. Obviously, also we know that the 24,000 students that died in this time, and they were all very, very scholarly students, but the fact is they didn't respect each other. They didn't give kavod to each other. So they lacked character. They were very intelligent, but their Torah was only to receive. Their Torah was not to give. Because remember, when I'm learning, when I'm doing something and I only become a receiver to it, I don't actually, I'm not a giver to it. And that's where we really, really have to go. So every single day we're counting towards this 7 days of Shavuot. And this is what, unlike barley, we start getting wheat. Wheat is human grain. But at the same time, we have to be extremely important to understand this is a process. Don't rush the process. You know, when people tell me 40 days, yeah, you have to go through a new birth. You have to break a cycle. It's 40 days. It takes time. People today, they don't have the patience today. They don't have the patience. I see it. They just don't have the patience. And God's telling you, if you better start developing patience in your life. You have to work hard, but at the same time, you cannot watch the scoreboard. The same thing with manifestation. We have to put it out there, put the energy out there. Believe me, I saw miracles in my life this week that I didn't. These were prayers that were answered maybe a year ago. They got answered this week. I mean, stuff that, because time and space only exist in our imagination. You understand? We're thinking, oh, how can I pray for this a year ago? Get in. That's, time and space doesn't exist. It only exists when we're in deficient imagination, where imagination takes over. So that's another thing. Think about something you did a year ago. Today you're going to reap the rewards for it. I saw this black and white in my life. So that's another thing why you have to continue every single day. You have to do your thing. You have to do your thing. You have to stay in your lane. You have to stop watching the scoreboard. And you have to continue doing it. Planting every day. Be consistent. Don't watch the scoreboard. And don't compare yourself to anybody else. And when you do those two things, I promise you that you will get the most out of the days. Because the reasons why we're quitting on these examples, the reasons why we're not getting to the next level is because we lack the patience. We lack the patience, and we, instead of getting the keter, we get the karet. We get cut. Instead of getting the crown, which is the katar, we get cut. We keep on cutting the line, and then the next thing you know, what happens? You cut the line. Then you got to go back again, and then you're starting all over again. So I, everybody should really, really look at these 49 days. Take into account, think about today, welcoming energy. Think about, you know, what can we do to welcome others? Think about what can we do to build our character. And I heard there was a great quote that I posted yesterday. And the quote, posted it on Instagram. I just want to share you guys with you the quote, which is really great. One could think that that great talent and intellect are needed in order to be blessed. But that's not true. Overcoming our self-centeredness is what brings blessings. The more we overcome our self-centeredness, the more we are blessed with connection to God. This is from the Ashlag's teachings. But the more we overcome our self-centeredness, the more we overcome our thinking about ourselves and doing the process and not comparing, etc., that is where we're going to see the blessings in our life. Hashem bless us all that we should merit to get to the wheat, to go from the grain to the wheat. We merit to the 50th gate. Have a great day.